Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Tyler Smith. The scripture is Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 29. There is a common joke in the legal community when someone asks a lawyer how long they have been practicing. The responding attorney usually says something like, 30 years, and I still haven't figured it out yet. The practice of law is called a practice because it requires constant attention, reflection, and evolution. An attorney can improve their skills through hard work and experience, but the best lawyers remain open to learning and try to adapt to new circumstances as things change over time. Most attorneys recognize that it is called a practice because it is never going to be perfect, and there is always room for improvement. According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word practice, when used as a verb, means to perform an activity or exercise a skill repeatedly or regularly in order to improve or maintain one's proficiency. When used as a noun, the term practice means the actual application or use of an idea, belief, or method, as opposed to theories related to it. It seems that in today's reading, Jesus may have had both of these definitions in mind when he concluded the Sermon on the Mount with the parable of the wise and foolish builders. Jesus uses this parable to explain that it isn't enough just to hear or understand what he has taught. We must take these lessons and put them into practice. The parable is a symbol of two people who both heard the words of Jesus. In describing the wise man who put the teachings into practice and built his house on the rock, we can appreciate that people at that time likely would have understood Jesus was describing a labor-intensive project that required building into the rock so the house would have a strong foundation. This project would undoubtedly take a great amount of time and effort, but it was worth it because the strong foundation allowed the wise man to survive and prosper through the storms that came his way. In contrast, the foolish man who didn't put Jesus' teachings into practice and built his house on the sand was really just wasting his life away and was not ready when things get tough and the storms of life inevitably appeared. It is a natural question to wonder if the moral and ethical standards explained by Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount are too high or unrealistic. It's understandable how those perfectionists among us might experience anxiety about failing to meet these standards, or how we may be afraid to even try to follow these teachings because we know we will fall short. In these moments, it seems helpful to remember that Jesus didn't describe the wise man as someone who perfected his teachings, but as someone who heard and attempted to obey the Word of God by putting these teachings into practice. It will undoubtedly take hard work, discipline, patience, and a willingness to learn as we continue to ask, seek, and knock as Jesus instructed. But it is worth it. It seems like when Jesus is teaching, he is always looking forward and asking us to look forward with him. His words make us ask ourselves, what kind of person do we want to be, and where do we want to go? Jesus explains that we will see both short-term and long-term benefits if we live wisely and serve God faithfully. Our first step to doing that is by hearing Jesus' teachings and putting them into practice. Let us pray. Dear Lord, please guide us to be both hearers and doers of your word so that we can be wise builders in your kingdom. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.